Once upon a time, there was a Scottish giant who made a claim for Ireland. This Scottish giant was the biggest giant in Scotland, Benandunner. But there were also giants on Ireland, and the biggest one of them, Finn McCool, he did not want any giant from Scotland coming and take his Ireland. So he told him, let's have a duel. But then, how could Finn get to Scotland? He decided to throw boulders into the sea to build a causeway, a kind of bridge, between Ireland and Scotland. Both giants built from either side, so Benandunner started building in Scotland and Finn in Ireland. After a while, Benandunner got tired, he took a rest and he fell asleep. But Finn kept on working and he walked all over to Scotland. And there he saw Benandunner for the first time. He realized that this was dangerous. Benandunner was not just a giant. He was a giant giant. So Finn turned around, hurried home. He talked to his wife Una and asked, what are we going to do? When Benandunner uses this causeway and comes here, he will hurt us. Luckily, his wife was a very smart woman. She used bedclothes and sewed giant baby clothes. Then she dressed Finn up like a baby and asked him to lie in a gigantic cradle. By the time Benandunner woke up and walked over to Ireland, he knocked on the door, walked in, and he saw what he thought was a baby. And when he saw that the baby was giant, he realized, oh, if the baby is this big, the father must be enormous. And now it was his turn to run back. And when he ran back, he tore up the causeway. So the only things left are the ends, one on the Irish side, one on the Scottish side. Now, your parents might not believe in this story. You can tell them that the stones you see are actually dried lava. The lava came from volcanoes that were active some 50 to 60 million years ago. You can also tell them this place is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site, even though the Irish call it the 8th wonder of the world. When you walk on the Giant's Causeway, move carefully. Some say Finn McCool is not dead. He's just sleeping in a cave. One day he will awake and defend Ireland in the hour of her greatest need. Don't wake him up. Let him sleep a while longer.